Dictation 4. David, D-A-V-I-D, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, date of birth, August 18, 1947. Mr. Leslie, 74, gentleman, back to hemodialysis, ALMA, A-L-M-A. He did have a prolonged admission, November 21st to December 20, at Grand Rapids, Blodgett, B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T Hospital. He presented with coronavirus, respiratory failure, pneumonia, ventilatory assistant, CAPD catheter, dialysis port clearance, change into hemodialysis. There was seizure disorder, likely from the underdialyzed, atrial fibrillation, blood transfusion, complications of Pseudomonas pneumonia, C. diff colitis, released to nursing home, now at home for the last few weeks. Wife is providing transportation back and forth, awaiting opening close home on, at the Greenville dialysis unit. He is on PET feeding, has not tolerated oral intake, persistent nausea, vomiting. Stools are soft without any blood melena. Very small amount of urine, some skin ulcers thought to be related to high phosphorus and prior high PTH has improved, has lost close to 20 pounds of weight, denies recent falls, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, has not required any oxygen. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For dialysis, prior kidney stones and hydronephrosis, sleep apnea, nephrotic syndrome, complications of the recent admission to the hospital, including candida on the skin, intertrigo, penile ulcer, left heel ulcer, gastritis, bleeding, ileus, chronic osteoarthritis, cervical and lumbar spine, prior diagnosis of FSGS, biopsy proving, secondary pulmonary hypertension, decreased hearing, bilateral, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, diabetes, esophageal reflux, enlargement of the prostate, erectile dysfunction. I review medication list, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, he looks chronically ill, but alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, there is pallor of the skin, some muscle wasting, normal eyes, normal speech, distant breath sounds, but no localized RALS, no pericardial rap, has a gastrostomy tube, no rebound guardian tenderness, I don't see edema today, and I don't see really active ulcers, prior ones are healing. Next paragraph, hemoglobin 10.1, iron levels 222.17%, he has a dialysis catheter, clearance 1.26 on 3 hours. We are using 160 kidney. Blood flow is 400. Fluid removal, 2 liters or less. Present target weight 76.5. Blood pressure in the 120s, 160s, over 60s and 80s. Albumin at 3.7, potassium 5.6. Phosphorus low at 3, calcium 9.1, PTH a little bit high, 518. Next number, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease, prior nephrotic syndrome, FSGS, as well as obstructive uropathy. Adjustments are going to be made for anemia, continuous EPO treatment, 800 units on dialysis, maintenance intravenous iron for the clearance, change kidney to 180, continue present target weight and fluid removal, change potassium bath, first hour 2 potassium and then finish on a 3, start a low dose of vitamin D hectorol for elevated PTH, presently no need for binders, continue PEG feeding, not a candidate for transplantation, awaiting opening dialysis unit in Greenville. He is on seizure medications, which was induced from multiple medical issues, including under dialysis. Primary care to decide it if can be off, as he's dialyzing much better now. Same phosphorus binders. Further evaluation of unable to swallow and vomiting. End of dictation.